Stephen, you're a Bradford City player. Just how pleased you to make the move?
Yeah, I'm delighted. You know, it was always an aim of mine to make sure I was back early on at Jordan pre-season at whatever club it may be. And I spoke to Phil here, and he sold the club to me, and his ambition is what I want to do. And in the end, it was an easy decision.
What made Bradford City the right club for you?
You know, there's a lot of factors in any decision, but I spoke to the manager, and he spoke highly of me, and he knew what I was about, and he knew what I'm capable of. And you know, when someone shows that much faith in you, that they tell you all them things, it can only impress you. And I'd spoken to other clubs and clubs in the Championship, and I was offered deals there, but this manager said all the right things, and everything he said I agreed with, and that's what I want in my career.
Was it ever in the back of your mind that, you know, the fact that you're going to be moving away from the Championship, you're going to be dropping it down a division, was that a concern at any point?
I think, I wouldn't say it was a concern, but it's obviously always in the back of your mind. I only signed this for a year here because I want to have the pressure. I don't want the stability of having a couple of years and thinking, oh, if we don't do this year, we'll do it next year. I just wanted the year so I can really give it a good go this season and make sure, I'll try my hardest to get this club promoted.
Was taking a year contract different to the contracts you were offered at other clubs?
Yeah, I was offered three years at some clubs, 2 years at other clubs. But you know, sometimes when I was at Blackpool, I got a little bit comfortable, and it never went well for me then. I really didn't enjoy my time there. And I thought the main aim for this next move was to get back out there and enjoy my football and have a bit of pressure on myself. And I went to Sheffield United at the back end of last season. It was a pressure to be promoted there, and I think I'd done well under the pressure. So once I spoke to the manager here and we decided the year was long enough, I think it suited both parties.
There were a number of players that joined the club from Blackpool last year, whether it be on loan or permanent. They all talked about the troubles, but they seem to relish the opportunity to work in the environment that's here. That must be something that you're looking forward to more than anything else.
Yeah, definitely. I've spoke to a couple of people today, and they've asked me what it was like, and it's impossible to describe to you how bad it was. You know, there's great fans at Blackpool, and if anybody deserves better, it's them. But to work there day in day out was nigh on impossible. I don't think there's even the players that are still there now, I don't think they'll be enjoying it unless something drastically changes. And if it changes, it's got to be at the top. And whether it'll happen, it'll be remain to see. But if he's still there for the rest of the season, I think it could be another tough year for them.
How much do you know about Bradford City as a club?
Do you know what? Not much. I've obviously seen the cup exploits of the last couple of years, and you know, it's obviously the fans have had some great days out, but The main thing I'm here for is to get this club out of League One, and if I can do that and if I can help along the way, I'll be delighted. But you know, it's a massive club with huge history, and you see the supporters, how many people come to games and how many people travel away. It's Bradford's in people's blood, and you know, you've got to respect the club that you play for, and I'm here to do a job, and my job is to get this club up.
You've spent the vast majority of your career in the Championship. Does this club have a feel to you of a Championship club?
Yeah, I think it's got everything. Everything's geared the right way for it to be a Championship club, you know. I think if they didn't have the cup runs that they've had the past couple of years, I think they could have been a Championship club earlier. But, you know, they are where they are, and I'm here now, and I'm part of this team, and my aim is to get them up.
You've had a bit of time to get to know the lads in training and whatnot. How difficult has training been so far?
You know, it's my first day today, and it wasn't as tough as I thought it'd be, but it was made tougher obviously by the weather. It's a warm day today, so you've got to be sensible. No one said you've got to be fit today. It's going to take 6 weeks till the game, the first game of the season, and I'm sure the staff up there are knowledgeable and they know what they're doing. And I'm sure by the time it comes to that first game, we'll be ready to go.
Do you know any of the current members of the squad?
I know a couple. Yeah, only through other people. I know Stephen Darby. I was at Liverpool with Darbs, and I know a couple of lads through Tony McMahon, who I'm good mates with. So, yeah, it wasn't too bad. Obviously, I signed today with Josh. So, Josh, it was Josh's first day today. So, it wasn't bad at all.
And coming in with Josh, I mean, it's good for him as well.
Yeah, he's only a young lad, and he's from near where I live. I live in Liverpool. He's from Preston. So, you know, we're going to be coming in together every morning. So, yeah, I think it was nicer for him because he didn't know anybody. But I met him last night. We went for a bit of food. Sort of settled his nerves, and I think he's enjoyed his day today. So we'll go home now and get ready for tomorrow.